two key verses we want to look at this morning just to remind you of them. And that's John 15:16, where Jesus says, I have not chosen, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you that do, that what? That you should bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. That's the key part, the first part of that verse. And the second one is Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So where your treasure is, what matters to you right there, that's where your heart's going to be. Whatever matters to you, whatever it is, that's where your heart's going to be. So if it's in bearing fruit, everybody said they want to be fruit bearers for the kingdom of God. We want to bear fruit for Jesus. And so we spoke of things that we looked at the fruit of the flesh, the things that war against God, that lives inside of us, that comes from the world. Then we seen the fruit of the Spirit, and we covered just a few of these. That the fruit of the flesh we studied, and the fruit of the Spirit we looked at, and we covered love and joy. And of course, we looked at 1 Corinthians 13 for love, the affection and the charity. And joy is the cheerfulness, calm delight, gladness, be exceedingly joyful. And that was part of the fruit of the Spirit. So when He's in us and when He's reigning, and remember, the Bible says these are contrary one to the other. And we spoke of different things that speaks for us, and it's our lips. I can praise God with my lips. I can condemn my brother with my lips. Or I could praise my brother with my lips. So our lips, the fruit of our lips, is something we use to praise God or lift up God or lift up our brother. So we got a choice. But we want to be fruit bearers for God. So let's look at Hebrews 13:15. The fruit of our lips. Well, there's so much fruit here in the Bible. It's amazing. And remember what Paul said. Bring ye fruit. No, I mean, John said, bring ye fruits meet for repentance. In other words, worthy of repentance. In other words, things you're willing to turn from. Things that keep you from serving God. He said, come to God. Hebrews 13:15. The Bible says, by Him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Now mind you, so where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. So if this matters to you of taking your lips and giving praise to God, and it says here, the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Did that say part-time? Did it say give praise to God just in God's house? The key word here is continually. And then another verse comes to mind, give thanks for all things. And that didn't say whether they was good or bad. I'm just going to thank God for the good thing. No, it said give thanks for all things. But it said to give the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of my lips giving thanks to His name. In other words, constantly, whatever happens, whatever you're doing, every time I think about this, that's Proverbs 3:5 popping off of my mind. Who can quote it for me? What? What's 6 say? In all thy ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy paths. So there's part of our life where everything we do, we're constantly thinking about God. Constantly, continually, how's this going to affect my life? Everything we do, we are thinking about trying to bring praise and glory to God. The sacrifice of praise. Look at verse 16. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For such sacrifices, God is well pleased. It makes God happy if you do that. So bearing fruit, so the fruit of my lips giving praise to Him, just thanking Him continually, whatever happens, praising Him. It's like I've told you this before, it's like that guy in Bible college, everything that happened, man, he'd just say, praise God. He got a flat tire on his car, he said, praise God. He got caught in a hailstorm, broke his windshield, just praise God. He got sick another time, he said, praise God. And everybody's thinking, why is he always does that. He's always thanking God. And one day he's going down from second floor to the first floor and he tripped down the stairs and broke his foot. He's laying there holding it and grunting and, Nick said, well, what do you got to say to this? He said, praise God, I could have broke both feet. If you're looking for a way to praise God, you can. You can. You can. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Look at Ephesians chapter 5, just a few pages over the other way. Ephesians chapter 5, I believe verse 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. There, but now you notice all these verses, they just expound the other constantly. The Bible just constantly agrees with itself here, and it just agrees with itself over here. And you say, well, I just read that, and I'm agreeing, and it's agreeing with itself again. God's Word always does that. Speaking to yourself in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. In verse 20, here it says, giving thanks always for some things. Is that what it says? Giving thanks always for some things. Is that what your Bible says? What's it say? It says all. That means good or bad. So giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at the next chapter over, or a few chapters, Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. I'm racing here because I want to try to cover just a little bit of this. Colossians chapter 1, look at verse 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being what? Fruitful. There's that word. Being fruitful in every bad work. Is that what it said? What did it say? Every good work. So, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power unto, now notice these words, all patience, long-suffering, joyfulness. Where did we just hear this at? What is the fruit of the Spirit? What was it? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. There they are again. And here we're hearing again. Strengthened with all might according to His glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Hilariousness. Joyfulness in all things. Notice the words there, patience, long-suffering. Giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Remember the first part of the lesson? That your light so shine before men they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. We are children of light and walk in the light. And we stayed on that, I think, for a month, walking in the light of God. And the key verse was Psalm 119, 105, said, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And what was the key things there? How are you going to get knowledge unto God? How are you going to get the wisdom of God? From the good old Bible. Now listen, verse 13. So, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. A child of God, it's God's desire for you to bear fruit because He's translated us, He's pulled us from the power of darkness from our life and enabled us to go forth for the kingdom of God. Look at Ephesians chapter 5 again. Just to be reminded here. 5 verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness, righteousness, and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. What? That goodness and righteous fruit, that's the fruit of the Spirit, so we know what's acceptable in the Lord. If you have the Spirit of God, you know what's wrong or right. Right as soon as I'm ready to slip up, there's that battle of the flesh, and whether I'm feeding the flesh or feeding the Spirit of God or where I'm going to win. Well, good morning. Come on in. Well, there's half of the Bland family. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, but He has translated into the kingdom of His dear Son. For the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the fruitful works of darkness. No, they're unfruitful. They're worth nothing. So, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works, but rather reprove them. That's our job. Don't agree with it. If we're doing wrong, just shake your head and walk away. Sometimes that speaks volumes of just showing your disapproval and walk away from it. You don't have to voice and be a holier now, but you can't walk away. You don't have to listen to it. Amen. So the unfruitful works, but rather reprove them. And look at Philippians 1 verse 11. Boy, my time's slipping. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the praise and glory of God. Here's another one. Here's the one we don't like. The one we're chastened by God. And God chastens not just because we do wrong. Sometimes He chastens you because He's prodding you to grow. And He's wanting you to grow. He's pruning you. Sometimes a fruit tree does no good till you cut the center out of it. I mean, just chop the whole middle out. And you think, well, there's half the tree. But you watch next year what happens. That thing will, whew. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It'll bear fruit. Sometimes God has to chop the middle of the tree out. In other words, chop the part of you out that keeps getting in the way. Hebrews 12:11 says this, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous, because it's not pleasant. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. And real quick, James chapter 3, we'll read this and we'll be done. The peaceable fruit of God. So we see the fruit of our lips of giving praise. We're seeing the things that hinder us from bearing fruit, and we're trying to bring in things that help us to be aware of the things that hinder us from bearing fruit for the kingdom of God. James chapter 3 and verse 18. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable. There's that word peace. And we're thinking about the peace that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, that peace that we need in our lives, and God's the only one that can do it. Everything else in this world will come up short. If you're reaching for anything else in this world to find peace, it cannot happen. It's going to end up falling short. But listen to what it says. Then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Now, this goes right along with the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the... Say it. Peacemakers, yes. Blessed are the peacemakers, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are the peacemakers. That's what we need to be. I think John Wesley said it best. He said, well, if we could just live out the Sermon on the Mount, what Jesus preached, we could establish the kingdom of heaven right here on the planet Earth. That's a powerful statement, but you think what that says. Oh my. But the wisdom that's from above is first pure. It don't do wrong. It's peaceable. It's gentle and easy to be entreated. Full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. I want to be part of the them crowd that continually seeks God to be heard of God. And I want to be part of the them crowd that sow peace, that make peace. I want to be part of them. The them crowd. You say, well, these were the new Christians. These Christians were hunted down like dogs. They was hiding, fending for their lives. Half of them were killed all along the way, and they watched it, and they'd bring everybody out in the streets, and the kids would have to watch. And they did it. God help us. So we got peaceable fruit, the fruit of our lips giving praise. So we're finding more things of our life that bear fruit for the kingdom of God. Let's pray. Father, dear God, we love you. Thank you for his time. Thank you for your word. Oh God, help us. Lord, bless the preaching to come. Oh God, give us a preacher that unction from heaven. Lord, may every heart sense the presence of God. Save those ones that's lost. Bring in lost soul. Bring Rodney to church this morning. We're looking for him, dear God. He'll be born again. Lord, the one walking afar off, bring him close. One that just lost her fire, zeal for the things of God, refresh, renew. Oh God, we need your touch this morning. Help us, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.